This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 396-0577 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how you doing?
Still recovering from last weekend.
You are? That extended weekend got you?
Still arguing with a door.
Ah, okay.
Absolutely. Repainting, which you said is one of the best ways to increase the value of your home.
Repainting doors. Yep. One of the biggest returns you can get. Good way to listen into the show there. I like
it. Yeah, and when people prime a metal door at the factory, they do a darn good job.
Okay.
Wow.
Fantastic. I like you taking the advice of the show and utilizing it at home, for
well,
sure.
In eventually.
Yeah, it will. And we have Mr. Tom Coyne with Umpqua, our resident in-house lending specialist. Tom, how you doing?
I'm fantastic and excited for this week's show.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a lot going on in the Tri-Cities. It's a big real estate weekend. And so our local story, we're going to be talking about the Parade of Homes, and it's kicking off here right now, actually. So started right at 9 o'clock this morning. So we've got a great expert guest in the studio with us to talk about that here in a little bit. But let's say hi and welcome to Mr. Jeff Losey with the HBA. Jeff, how are you?
Very good. Thank you for having me.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us. Before we get to our topic, we always like to start off with our crazy celebrity unique house story across the nation that we find each week. And this week, Tom, I thought you'd appreciate this. We came in with this is a completely off the grid cement bunker in North Carolina. Hmm. 30 miles from the nearest other property. Sits over a spring, so it's got its own spring feeding it. 15-inch cement walls, 2,336 square feet, and solar electricity system set up.
You said 15-inch cement walls.
Wow. All the way around.
Has this home been featured on Doomsday Preppers yet?
I did not say that it has been, but I would think that it would have been for sure. But it's on 30 acres, and this would be the friend you would want to have if things start to go bad on a global level. So yes, that is the modern day prepper's house. $525,000 in Bakersville, North Carolina, gets you your own bunker at $225 a square foot.
Well, I hope the acres is worth a big chunk of that. Right?
It looked pretty beautiful. I mean, the setting out in the forest and stuff. I mean, it looked really good. However, slightly concerning might be price. It does say that it has been listed on Zillow for 900 days. So we could be coming up on maybe a price reduction at the 3-year mark. So that is our crazy national housing story. We always get really excited this time of year because a big event for the Tri-Cities, and we always like to bring Jeff in on the show this time of year and talk about it, but we've got starting today the 2015 Parade of Homes. And so to talk about us and walk us through that event and a little bit about it, I'd like to welcome again Mr. Jeff Losey. So Jeff, tell us a little bit about what you do at the HBA there.
So what we do at the Home Builders Association is that it's twofold. And one, we are certainly an association on behalf of the builders, and we represent them at city council meetings, county commission meetings. And then aside from that, we're also a resource for consumers. And so when somebody needs not just a new home, but they might need just a floor done, or maybe like John, he needs somebody to refinish that door that he can't get done.
We have
people that do that, and they're professionals, and that's why they are. And so we offer an opportunity for you to look through our membership list and choose those folks that choose to be more professional by being a member of our association. And we annually go through through when they renew their membership to make sure that they don't have any current summons, complaints, liens with Labor and Industries to make sure that the folks that you're using are good to go. So,
well, and that's a big deal. I mean, we've talked about on the radio show before, and we've given out those warnings, and you just don't want to become one of those horror stories that we hear about on the show. And a lot of times, you know, you find out when people are in those situations, I wish I would have made that one extra call to see, or Googled that name, you know, to double check to see if there was any history there. And a lot of times there is some sort of history there.
And that really is it, you know. And the thing is, I mean, obviously there's no guarantee that comes with somebody picking somebody off the list, but it's just due diligence and taking the time when if something doesn't feel right, then it probably isn't. And, you know, and what we say, especially on a big project like building a new home, is you're going to be married to this person for 3 to 6 months. And so it has to be somebody you want to work with. And if you don't like the person that you're talking to, then there's certainly a lot of other contractors that would like to have that opportunity. And really, you're just doing interviews. But I think some people get wrapped up in getting excited and they just want to get started.
Yeah.
And then maybe forget the other side of it. But that's really what we do. We help the consumers as well, make sure that they're getting enough people to make those choices.
Okay. And then tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you end up as executive director? Is that the title?
Executive director of the Home Builders Association. Yes. Going on.
How did you end up in that position?
So as it turns out, 11 years ago, I was in the insurance and financial industry and not related to the building industry. And what it boils down to is they needed somebody to run the association for them. And so, you know, I 11 years ago had the opportunity to get in, and it's been a great association to be a part of. There's a lot of great members that we have that I represent and work for. And so, you know, it's been a great opportunity because, you know, the one thing we all aspire to have is a home to raise your family in, to have those anniversaries, to have those birthdays. And so it's a very noble calling, and kind of like you and getting people set up into their homes that, you know, they may be there until they're not here anymore. So it's a very good profession, and I'm certainly blessed to be a part of it.
Well, you just, I mean, you bring up a great point. We talk about a lot of times with buyers, and especially in this market, which has been a hot, hot market this year, you know, we talk about why someone buys a house, and man, you really hit the nail on the head, and I didn't even have to prep you about that off the air. That was fantastic. but you said, you know, people buy a house because that's where they want their family to be. And, you know, we look, and people generally buy houses for either investment or tax advantages or to fulfill a need for their family. And those are really like the big three. And so helping somebody get into a home, have a home base where they really anchor their life out of, it's a big deal. And keeping that affordable, I think we've been really fortunate in our area. And a lot of that has to do with what you guys have done at the HBA. And I know every year when we have you on the show, we kind of talk about what was your big push or initiative in the previous year. In years past, we've seen you guys start up the Green Build program. We've seen you guys work on, you know, on lot premiums and moratoriums that were added on. What in the last year, what has kind of been the big focus or push that you guys have been dealing with at the HBA?
The one thing that most people would not know, and because we say it's a tax that goes on those that don't have a vote, and what I mean by that is I'm talking about what's called impact fees. So in the city of Kennewick, there now is a $900 traffic impact fee that goes on to every home and every commercial property when you purchase that. And in some cases, it could be three times as much as what the commercial property would have paid before than what they previously were paying, because everybody was paying a fee to mitigate traffic before. Now it's become more costly. And one of the bills that went through this last session was a impact fee deferral. And what it does is it defers that impact fee up to 18 months, and it gets settled at time of closing. And so as we argue for on behalf of builders and developers to try to minimize the amount of that fee, because it will drive folks to other jurisdictions based on how much it is to build that home or that commercial development there, is to make it more apparent to the consumer. So when they close their loan, they're now going to see it, where before it's just embedded into the purchase price and you have no idea that you may have just spent $3,000 on these fees that went into the home. And you don't know that your council members voted for it.
Yeah.
And really at the end of the day, it makes it more visible to those that are purchasing, whether it's commercial or for your home. So the impact fee deferral bill was a big one for us. So that way folks, when they are making purchases, they understand that, you know, how we used to do it in the past, and we all pay property taxes. And, you know, our argument is that, well, if you've lived in Kennewick for 30 years, you've been paying your property taxes the entire time, and now you're downsizing to a smaller home and you get hit with another impact fee. And arguably, it seems unfair to us that that would happen, and not and then because nobody has a vote to say whether or not they like or don't like that fee, it just happens.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that we've been working on.
So previously, what, builders were paying that at the time of starting construction, and now that's they're able to get it deferred, and that actually makes it more transparent for the client to actually see what that fee is.
Yep.
That's kind of like what happened in Pasco. I think they had some things like that as well. Impact fees?
Yeah, they have the largest impact fee, the school impact fee of $4,700.
And that's on the lots. And that actually we saw, we did in previous shows, we actually did some statistics about number of new houses and how they had changed from last year to this year. And looking at that, and it you statistically, that might not have been the only reason, but statistically we could see some of that growth transfer to some of the other jurisdictions. I mean, and for it to move a major market like that statistically, it was really interesting to see the immediate impact of it for sure. So
it's just one of those things that we don't like to say we told you so, but you know, at the end of the day, they had in 2 years they had a 70% decrease in new homes that were pulled from prior years.
Oh, see, he knows the stats better than I do. there we go. Absolutely, that's why we love having him on the show for sure. Well, great. I'm glad that you guys are, you know, out there representing the builders in that industry and helping work on that to keep the homes affordable, because we do. I was fortunate off the air. We were talking about, you know, I spent some time this last weekend up in Cleome and closer to Seattle. And you look at house prices and square footage and price per square foot, and you look at what for the same product, what that's costing in those markets compared to here. It is really mind blowing. And you come home and you become very thankful for what you have at what price. So that makes a big, big difference. So I know we've got Parade of Homes to talk about. We're coming up on our first break. But before we go to break, Parade of Homes, just brief overview, Jeff, starting this morning, right now, 9 a.m., where can people that are listening get tickets?
So at any Circle K location in Tri-Cities, they can go get their tickets for $10, and it includes a magazine to help get them from home to home as well. And then we also have a Parade of Homes app that they can get through Parade Craze, which lists all of the homes and also has a map and directions to get them to each home as well.
Okay, fantastic. And that ticket will get you in today and tomorrow, 9 to 5, Wednesday, 1 to 7, and next weekend, the 19th and 20th, 9 to 5 also. So you've got 5 days there to be able to see these. Is it 17 this year?
Yep, 17 homes this year.
Okay, sounds great. Well, when we come back from the break, we'll talk to Tom Coyne a little bit about lending, and we will also delve into a little more of the parade details
right here on News Talk 870. In the middle of our street, our house. In the middle of our street, our house. In the middle of our street, our house. In the middle of our street.
Welcome back to to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking with Jeff Losey from the HBA, and we have in the studio with us Mr. Tom Coyne from Umpqua Bank. Tom, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of these great parade homes that the listeners can go out and check out. But if someone wanted to replicate one of these or build one or potentially purchase one, I'm not opposed to them calling us this weekend.
Absolutely.
And how would we go about the money with a process like that? What do you have going on at Umpqua to help with this parade stuff?
You know, my guess is that we have a lot of listeners out there that's going to be getting out to the parade, and maybe you're going out getting some ideas and you're thinking about building a house for yourself. And we have an excellent custom construction financing product. So I figured I'd just briefly touch base on kind of the highlights of it. But we require 10% down off the total cost of the build and the lot. That's even for jumbo loans above 417. Now, if you finance with one of our preferred builders, you can get just 5% down on your custom construction. And for the builders out there that are listening, interested in finding out how do you become a preferred builder for Umpqua, feel free to give me a call and talk about getting you on that list. And that way your clients can get 5% down on their custom construction. Now, if you already own your lot, any equity that you have in your lot can count towards your down payment requirement. And that also includes any other improvements you've done to the property, whether it be well, septic, power, all that can count towards your down payment. So you might even be getting in with quite a bit less than 10%. Now, it's an all-in-one construction loan, which means we close the loan once, and there's no need to modify it or refi it when the construction's completed. And we also lock that interest rate up front. This really reduces the risk for everybody involved in the transaction. The client knows from day one exactly what their interest rate's going to be when the build's completed, and the builder doesn't have to worry about rates increasing so much to a point where maybe their client no longer qualifies for the house because the payments increase too much, or maybe the client just isn't comfortable with that payment because of the interest rate increases. So it's really nice to be able to have that interest rate locked in up front to decrease that uncertainty. Now, during the build, the client will pay only interest based on the amount drawn up to that point. And this is great for the person who's maybe going to build the new house before they sell their current home. And then once the new home's done, they're going to sell their current property, and they'd likely be carrying two mortgage payments. So it makes it a lot more affordable to be paying interest only in the amount drawn up to that point, because in the early stages of the build, the payments can be very little, and it will grow periodically as the builder continues to take draws. Now, what I think is our competitive advantage over some of the other competitors here in town is we just charge a flat $1,495 construction fee. So we have very, very competitive closing costs. And if you're out this weekend, you find a house that you love, and maybe you want to look into building one for yourself, feel free to give me a call. I'll be happy to talk with you about your construction options.
So those are some options we don't see in the market a lot. 5% down on the construction loan, plus the lock in a time where we expect Fed meeting, you know, we expect rates to start to be creeping back up. I mean, once they're at basically zero, they can't go much lower.
Correct.
I'm not saying they're actually zero, but, you know, a lot of the base rates they're looking at are very low. So you can lock that in, take that uncertainty out, and someone could get with one of these parade builders this weekend and figure that out for the next 4 or 5 months.
Absolutely. And, you know, funny you mentioned interest rates. They've actually decreased a little bit this last week, which was kind of a surprise to see. I was kind of projecting in anticipation of the Fed meeting upcoming that we'd see rate increases, but we're not seeing that. So it is a great time to be buying or building a house. I'd be happy to chat with you about your options.
Sounds great, Tom. Thanks for that information on the lending side of things. So, Jeff, back to the parade. Tell us a little bit about your event. What's going on there and what we need to know about Parade of Homes this weekend?
Well, the biggest thing is to make it easier for those that are going to be going to it is that it's all about the booties.
Gotcha.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, for one, it's the event that, you know, the builders love to have everybody come in, but then also trying to protect the things that are in those homes. Mm-hmm. And so it's, we've went to an all booty all the time. And so.
Okay. Interesting slogan there. I didn't see that in the magazine.
No, it's not.
That's only available here on the radio
show. It's only here. And
I didn't know Kim Kardashian was in the show.
That is awesome. Okay. So good for people to know that requirement, though.
It is, and booties are available at every single house, and so the intent is that the first house that you go to, you get your booties, you take your shoes off, you put the booties on, and then when you leave that house, you put the booties in your pocket.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then you take them with you like you do your ticket to the next house. And then if for some reason you want to come out the next weekend and you forget your booties, it's okay. We have another set of booties you can
okay.
have.
Okay, perfect. But you're right. People, these builders have, you know, poured sweat, love, tears into these properties. Some of them might be custom homes for clients, so they're already sold. And they're gracious enough to let, you know, 10,000 plus people through. We need to protect those floors and the carpet and the hardwood. And I've heard the stories over the past couple of years where things have gotten scratched or rocks and shoes. So that makes a lot of sense.
It's true. And it's, you know, and it's trying to, you know, trying to make it so one, we can continue to do this and still have access to every single room in the house and, you know, not cordon off this area because it's really soft wood and we don't want people in there. So it's just to make sure that, you know, we respect the property that we're going into. And yes, it is an event. We want everybody to enjoy it. But then just the small, you know, just the small thing with the booties is just to, you know, try to protect what is there and respect it and certainly and enjoy it. But anyways, it seems like a small thing that we have everybody do. But it, at the end of the day, it's a big deal because when something does happen, it's because.
Okay.
So wear shoes that are easy to get on and off, right?
Absolutely, and that is the biggest thing. I mean, a lot of the builders will try to have a bench or seats out front for those like John that has trouble getting back up out of his chair, so that way he can sit down.
That's your second dig on John.
Yeah, well, you're right just after him.
The
today.
Packer fans, they need that.
that's awesome. Very, very good. So, about the Parade of Homes lead up to it, though. So now a lot of these guys. Guys, they didn't decide last month they were going to have a house in the Parade of Homes. How does that process work with you guys?
It actually starts now. I mean, so for those that want to be in the 2016 parade, I mean, the plans are being made now for when to start the home, when to start preparing for having it ready, because depending on how big it is going to determine how long it's going to need, the build's going to need to be to have it ready for next year's parade. And so, you know, there's builders now that are talking about next year's parade and getting the home design, the plan, the lot, and getting everything ready to go for next year.
Now, one of the things I noticed, and I actually, I'm fairly excited about, is I personally felt a couple, you know, over the last 6, 7, 8 years, that sometimes it was slightly overwhelming when there was 120 homes on the parade. No, I don't think it was 120, but I mean, but you know, like it feels like it when you put that many in. I see that there are 17 this year. How do you guys determine that? What goes on there? What's the sweet spot for that?
So intrinsically enough, I mean, we the HBA really don't have anything to do with that. That is a sign of one who has their home ready to go. And the reality is, at the end of the day, some of these homes that are planned on to be in the parade next year don't happen because something went wrong. I mean, we had other homes that were supposed to be in this year's parade, but, you know, as we all know, when you build something, if the cabinets don't show up, if something in that building process doesn't happen, those homes don't make it. So as it turns out, this year we ended up with 17, and exactly what you're saying is that seems to be the sentiment, which is people feel like I'm going to be able to get to all of them, no trouble.
I love it. When I saw that, you know, and I looked at that and heard that when we were talking, I'm like, and I look at this list and went through, I'm like, this is fantastic. Like, I am super excited about being able to get through that amount without, you know, feeling like I'm killing myself. You know, it's kind of, you know, being in the business, it you want to see as many of those, if not all of them, as possible, so you know what your clients and customers and public talking about. But you're getting big smiles out of me. It's a great looking list. You've got amazing builders on here, and yeah, I'm super excited about what you guys put together there.
Well, and at the end of the day, I mean, we're excited about it too, and you're right. I mean, in my 11 years, 17 is the lowest number that we've had out there, and it's the exact opposite of what's happening in our building economy right now, which we're 11% up and new permits being pulled, which means at the end of the day, today, everybody's extremely busy, and so it's not a sign of what's happening, but it's certainly a sign of exactly what you're saying, which is this is a very easy route, and it's very it's going to be very easy for everybody to get around to see those 17. And then if you get through all 17 and get each one stamped, then you have an opportunity to win a $3,000 closet package from All City Closet at the end.
Yeah, and that is those closets. I've seen the work they do in these houses and what they put together, and that is absolutely fantastic. Any other quick tips other than all booty all the time that we need to know about when seeing these homes or that people should be prepared for?
Aside from remembering the all booties all the time, is the point of the booties is to only wear them in the homes. And it seems intuitive that that would be the case, but arguably we've seen people wear them out of the house into their car, drive to the next house, and they already have them on.
Right. And so walking in the street is probably going to...
It's kind of defeats the purpose of having those on. Yes, I applaud the attempt at trying to not have to take them on and off, but they'll give you a fresh pair if that's the case. But really, that's, you know, just be prepared and don't wear your best shoes because we've had people attempt to trade up. So,
oh yes, yes. And
don't wear your Air Jordans
when they're all sitting out in front of the house. There's a lot of brown shoes that look a lot alike.
That's right.
No, that is a very, very good point. Well, we really appreciate you guys as the HBA putting this on and organizing it in the real estate community. For us, it becomes just kind of a showcase of what's available. And I think a lot of times people have a hard time envisioning themselves in a blank slate new construction house. So the way that you go in and these are staged and the furniture's in there and the landscaping's done, I think it helps a lot of us that can't see that artistic side say, I could live here. I could see myself in this house. They spend a lot of time making it look like that.
And I totally am that person. I'm not a good visual person. I have to see it. To have it on paper and see a picture of it, I have to actually see it. And this provides that opportunity. And, you know, we've got homes that are totally modern. We had homes that are traditional. We got homes in there that are Tuscan. And so really everything that you thought you might want to consider, you're going to be able to find it.
Well, Jeff, thanks a lot for coming in. We really, really appreciate it. Once again, that is the Parade of Homes going on right now, this weekend, Wednesday, and next weekend. Swing into Circle K, grab your $10 ticket, way more entertaining than a movie, and you get 17 homes to go look at. We'll be out there this weekend, and we hope to see all of you listeners out there. If you need anything in the meantime, can't wait to put an offer in on that house, go to our website, kenmoreteam.com, shoot me a message. We would love to help you out on that or look at putting one of those packages together for you. And we'll be right back here next weekend.
Right here on News Talk 870.